A Day to Remember in Cashel. My name is Michael Tatton. Arriving at Larkspur Park at 6:45 a.m. was a challenge in itself. However, a greater challenge was awaiting me on that day, which was the 19th of September 1970. A crisp and calm autumnal morning, the conditions for the greater challenge ahead were ideal. Joe Savage greeted me and informed me that, and I quote, "the man from Birr, County Offaly, was well on his way," unquote. He had commenced his world record attempt at 6 a.m. to achieve the highest number of pitch and putt holes played in a day. He also had aspirations of gaining an entry into the Guinness Book of Records for the following year's edition. The stage was set, but first allow me the opportunity to clarify the reasons for my presence at Larkspur Park that morning by giving you some background information. Raymond R. Guest was American ambassador to Ireland from 1965 to 1969. He had horses in training with Vincent O'Brien at Ballydoyle, Rose Green, Cashel, and both Larkspur and Sir Ivor won the Epsom Derby in 1962 and 1968. Coincidentally, he also happened to own Lascargo, which won both the Cheltenham Gold Cup and the Aintree Grand National. On the 9th of June 1966, a dinner was held at the Cashel Palace Hotel by the Cashel Lions Club, and I quote, "to mark the occasion of the election of His Excellency Raymond R. Guest, USA Ambassador to Ireland, as an honorary member of the Cashel Lions Club," unquote. Members of the Cashel Lions Club that spoke on that occasion were Dermot O'Brien, brother of Vincent, Joseph Savage, president of Cashel Lions Club, incoming president William Ryan, and honorary secretary James W. Casey. As manager of the Cashel Palace for Lord Brockett, and also a member of the Cashel Lions Club, I was also in attendance. Subsequently, Raymond Guest donated a significant sum of money through the Cashel Lions Club to establish a recreation park for the people of Cashel. Some 4 years later, Larkspur Park was up and running with tennis courts, a pavilion and an 18-hole pitch and putt course, which were all available for the enjoyment of the inhabitants of Cashel. To celebrate the launch of the park, the Larkspur Park Development Committee and the Cashel Lions Club invited a gentleman from Birr, mentioned above, to make an attempt on the world record of playing the highest number of pitch and putt holes in a day. To broaden the attraction of the event, both the Larkspur Park and Lions Club submitted a member to participate on the same day. People were invited to sponsor these two players for a penny a hole to raise funds for charity. Joe Fahey and I put our names forward to fill the supporting acts on the programme. We were both golfers and had youth and a certain degree of fitness to complement the occasion. We were both successful in getting people on board as sponsors, which made us enthusiastic for the task ahead. Between us, we had negotiated a side bet for £5. The pitch and putt course at Larkspur is very attractive, well manicured with all 18 holes offering a variety of shots. All holes were par 3 and varied in length. As the course was laid out on a hill, some holes were uphill, some downhill, and others across the sloping ground. 53 years ago, almost to the day, I teed off at approximately 7 a.m. and Joe Fahey started shortly afterwards, thus completing the three main contenders on the course. It was extremely difficult at the beginning, trying to settle into a rhythm, adjusting to having two caddies who had volunteered to give their services for a few hours. Their assistance helped enormously to speed up play. Caddy number one carried the necessary clubs and recorded the score at each hole. He also tended to the pin, and when the putt was holed, he retrieved the ball and replaced the pin. Caddy number two had already gone to the next tee box as the player was putting on the previous green. He had placed a ball on a wooden peg and had the correct club to hand to the player when he arrived at the tee box. There was a great interaction and coordination between the caddies, and the event would not have been a success without their valuable assistance. After 4 hours of play, consisting of at least 12 rounds of 18 holes, I was suffering from cramps. I decided to, quote, take time out, unquote, to recharge the batteries with a, quote, cuppa and a sandwich, unquote, and attention to my injuries. One of the many volunteers told me he would rub an ointment used for greyhounds into my legs. I think it was wintergreen. After that break, I decided to return to the course, but more importantly, I decided that I would not take any further breaks until the remaining daylight hours used up. The caddies changed a few times, but I was now in full flight and regretted having taken the break earlier. I assumed Joe Fahey was going well, as we did not cross each other's paths, nor did I meet the man from Burr during the course of the day. Throughout the day, a large number of people attended to show their support. Dick Ryan, with whom I played a lot of golf with in Thurles, was there. Frank O'Dwyer, Donal Feehan, Jimmy Casey, Sean McCarthy, Christy O'Connor, Tommy O'Connor, Peter Carew, Wolfgang Stroms, Jim Devitt, Paddy Shanahan and Joe Barry, along with numbers of the 110 card game who met in Nora Henderson's pub on Main Street. Many others came to wish us well in our endeavours and we were grateful for their support. There was a dramatic end to the day when we were informed at 6 p.m. that the world record was achieved by the man from Burr and that he had completed 666 holes and had departed the course. Joe Fahey and I continued, mainly because there was a fiver at stake. We were both prepared to press on as long as daylight was available. However, officials foresaw an embarrassing situation developing, as Joe and I could end up threatening the record. So we were almost physically restrained from any further progress. We retired reluctantly, having both completed 576 holes, 32 rounds of 18 holes. Because of the kindness of our sponsors, we collected £2.08 from each, 2.40 in euro, 576 pennies, 240 in a pound, which was a princely sum for good causes. I received a letter from Loughborough Park Development Committee dated 27th of October 1970, thanking me for my efforts on behalf of Loughborough Park on the 19th of September 1970. The letter was signed by Seamus King, Honorary Secretary. When I look back, the 53 years since that memorable day, I realise some important disciplines, that such days consist of hard graft, pain, teamwork, determination, and above all, banter August crack. Most enjoyable, that is why the memory has lasted a lifetime.